I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. The Dallas Mavericks stay alive in the Western Conference Finals with a Game 4 home win 119-109 over the Golden State Warriors as Luka Doncic scores 30 points while pulling down 14 rebounds and dishing 9 assists. The Warriors, who were led by Steph Curry with 20 points, still lead the series 3-1. Game 5 will be held in San Francisco on Thursday. The Eastern Conference Finals resuming tonight as the Miami Heat are hosting the Boston Celtics, but the series tied at 2 games apiece. Miami is hoping that NBA Sixth Man of the Year Tyler Hero will be able to play after sitting out Game 4 with a groin injury, while NBA Defensive Player of the Year Marcus Smart missed Game 4 for Boston with a sprained ankle. NBC Sports Points Bet currently listing the Celtics as 1.5-point road favorites. The All-NBA teams have been announced, with league MVP Nikola Jokic leading the first team along with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum, and Devin Booker. The second team is led by Joel Embiid, along with Steph Curry, John Morant, DeMar DeRozan, and Kevin Durant. 2 games out on the NHL playoff schedule as the New York Rangers tie up their series with the Carolina Hurricanes at 2 games apiece with a 4-1 win in New York, while the Edmonton Oilers take a 3-1 series lead over the Calgary Flames with a 5-3 win as Ryan Nugent-Hopkins scored the winner with 3 minutes and 27 seconds remaining in the game before Evander Kane put it away with an empty netter. Just 1 game on the NHL playoff schedule tonight as the Colorado Avalanche look to move on to the Western Conference Finals as they host the St. Louis Blues up 3-1. Sources report that the Pittsburgh Steelers are prepared to name their Vice President of Football and Business Administration, Omar Khan, as their new general manager, replacing Kevin Colbert, who stepped down after 22 years with the organization. Khan joined the Steelers back in 2001 as a football operations coordinator. Baltimore native Kyle Fuller has returned home, agreeing to a 1-year contract with the Ravens. The quarterback spent last season with the Denver Broncos after playing 6 years for the Chicago Bears. Fuller is expected to be a backup to starters Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphrey. Full slate of games in Major League Baseball with 3 matchups featuring both teams with 500 or better records as the St. Louis Cardinals lose at the Toronto Blue Jays 8-1, the Milwaukee Brewers knock off the San Diego Padres 4-1, while the New York Mets lose a seesaw game to the Giants in San Francisco 13-12 after coming back from an 8-2 seventh inning deficit. 13 games on the schedule today with just 2 matchups featuring both teams with 500 or better records as the New York Mets are at the San Francisco Giants wrapping up the 3-game series while the San Diego Padres are hosting the Milwaukee Brewers in the final game of their 3-game set. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.